So whether it is to achieve a favorable birth or to abstain from the delusions, so when we speak about obtaining the favorable birth or higher birth, so this higher, it is the connotation of something higher birth as compared to the lower birds, like the animal birds, hell realm birds, and so forth. So here we see that the lower birds, such as the hell being, Holy Ghost beings, and the animal beings, they are something to be abandoned or something to be refrained or abstained. So abstaining these unfavorable birds and then trying to obtain the higher birth, so that is by way of engaging in the virtuous actions. So that is equivalent to abstaining from the negative actions. So the unvirtuous actions, so they basically comprise of the stealing, killing, sexual misconduct. So these are the three prime physical negative actions. So if we analyze well as to how these three come about, so for example, killing, so that is primarily by your mental attitude of the anger towards your enemy, and so forth. And then even this could comprise attachment for the skin of the animals, attachment to the flesh, attachment to a pearl. So these will then lead to killing of the animals. So the action of killing, as I said before, they are motivated, but they are caused because of the sense of anger and attachment, and then also ignorance. So because of paying so much concern to this life and the benefit of this life, all these negative actions, like killing so forth, come about. Whether slandering, or the harsh words, idle gossip, and covetousness, wrong view, and so forth. So all these negative physical, verbal, and mental actions, they are caused by our concern for this life alone. And then, and again, if you reflect well, so because of our engagement into these non-virtuous actions, they won't have any benefit or a sense of satisfaction in this life also. And so, for example, so because of your committing the action of killing, so if you're imprisoned, then so in this life, on top of you being suffering in the suffering of being imprisoned, on top of that, your family members, they would feel so embarrassed over your being imprisoned. So even from the point of view of this life, it makes no sense in engaging in these unvirtuous actions. So, and then if we speak from the point of view of the next life onwards, so this very engaging into the action of the negativities would only help you take birth into lower realms for your next birth. And again, we see that all these negative actions, they are somehow connected to mistaken ideas, thinking, having misleading thinking of the purity, the pureness of something which is impure, and permanence of something which is impermanent, and intrinsic mode of existence of something which is non-intrinsically existent. and which is as something eternal, eternal happiness to something which is very transitory. So these four kinds of the perverted thinking lead us to us engaging in the negative actions, which in turn then lead us to take birth or propel us to take birth in the lower realms, hell realm, harmless realm, and animal realm, and so forth. Contrary to this, so the thing is that you have to then try to pay less attention to this life and more importance to the lives after. So for that, we have to first of all realize so well logistically that the mere paying concern for this life alone would have no benefit whatsoever to the next life, and on top of that, has no good effect or appropriate or virtuous, favorable things happening in this life. Everything is so negative as long as you are simply directed to focus on the benefit of this life alone. Even during an intervening life, we're daily approaching death, where the brave human being comes to rest in the womb of the perishable basis for the first night. Beginning from that point, every day he approaches the lot of death without escape or extension. So first, in order to reflect on the impermanence of death, we have to try to seize or cut away the inclination or apprehension of things to be existing as eternal or permanent. So this reflection on the impermanence of the life and reflection on the permanent quality of the life, so these two are opposing in nature. So, because of a reflection on the impermanence nature of this life, so then adherence or apprehension of the self, the person to be existing as eternally, a quality would cease or would be undermined. So we are advised to reflect on the benefits of reflecting on the impermanent nature of your life, and then reflecting on the adverse nature of not reflecting on the impermanent quality of your mind, of yourself. So we have to habituate or familiarize in this reflection of the impermanence of life. And so the manner in which Lama Tsongkhapa outlines the meditation on impermanence is something very unique and very powerful. So first, letting the disciples understand the flaws or the detrimental situation in someone who is not reflecting on the impermanence of death or the life. And then after well being aware of that, then you are introduced as to the benefit of reflecting on the impermanence of death. Reflecting that even while you are alive, there is no time to practice the Dharma. Meanwhile, death will definitely occur. So, if you take the contemporary world as an example, so we constantly hear about the crisis in this world, and so when that happens, and yet we tend to have a sense of something isolation, something separate from on those crises that are happening in this world. So say take the example of that very great emperor who built this Taj Mahal, the wonderful wonderful building. So there, his kind of mentality for building this, the construction of this, the temple, the Taj Mahal, is primarily because of his very strong sense of permanence, or this strong sense of eternality. And then after having completed the building of the Taj Mahal, so because of his having a doubt, a suspicion that the same thing could be created somewhere else, he then cut... He then amputated the hands of all those people who are involved in building the building Taj Mahal. So that happened because of his sense of permanence, his sense of the eternity of this building and himself.